Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast, the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom Channel.
Oh, super.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It's Chris Pavone with your Make It Rain Fantasy Sports News Update. We got a lot to get to of the MLB trade deadline, one of the big ones last night, of course. But before I get to that, guys, I want to piggyback. I want to ask you guys a question, specifically you, Dane, here. We're talking about the issues with gambling in New York. We don't have the mobile apps. We don't have that yet. Right. We don't have it here in the metro area. But you got to think it's got to be coming soon. And I'm going to ask you, what's going to be the faster commute for you to go across the bridge to New Jersey or just to go right to the Yonkers Raceway? Because you got to think that's coming soon.
But that's still brick and mortar. That's still brick and mortar. That's not one of the spots, Pavona. Like, if Yonkers Raceway, Empire City is what it's called, okay?
Yeah.
Empire City, Yonkers Raceway. But no, but that's not one of the spots. If that was, that would be fine. That would be, you know, that would be closer. But that's not
it's
one
what's
of
up in Schenectady, Pavona. Right? I mean, that's it's basically it. What's up there?
It's all upstate. You know, yes, if Empire City, Yonkers Raceway was one of them, that would be great. But Bavona, it's not. It's just not one of them. I think there's like 4 or 5, and they're all upstate. Unfortunately, that's the case. When we talk about betting terminals, Joe and I have talked about this. They're eventually going to be able to put them in, like, you know, in MSG, in Yankee Stadium, in Penn Station, for goodness sakes, on my commute home. Like, that's what we're looking for. And on the mobile phone, instead, right now, I give my, you know, I'm breaking news here and that I'm a criminal, technically, but I give my password and login to Danny Otto, our producer, who lives in Jersey, and I say, hey, go get this in for me.
There you go.
But, you know, I mean, we need more brick and mortar in the city area, and unfortunately, Bavona, Empire City, Yonkers Raceway is not one of them.
Now, is there a reason why that hasn't happened? Like, why it hasn't happened for Yonkers or even Belmont, for that matter?
I don't know. Well, I think
it wasn't part of the original deal.
The original bill, they specified.
Yeah, there was a big push by the lobbyists, obviously. Those guys who own the sports books up in it behooves them to go, hey, we're here. We can set this up already. Pushing off the competition from the mobile betting, giving these guys an opportunity to get their foot down. Well, that's why you pay lobbyists, so you can have that kind of influence. They've got at least an 18-month moratorium before they can even consider anything online in New York. So right now it's the four upstate, or it's go to Jersey, or right now you can go to Pennsylvania too, depending on what side of the bridge you want to be on.
All right, guys. Thank you for that clarification right there. And let us
You know, they had a chance to get it in there when it was like 57-5, I think, the state legend, but they weren't able to work in that mobile betting piece.
And don't correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that they're the guys that are the own those casinos in upstate New York, I do believe, are part of the same group that owns the Meadowlands. I'm just throwing it out there. I do think it's part of the same
they have
group.
Affiliation.
Yes, somewhere along those lines. So, well, yeah, they win regardless.
Yep. So there are friends here, friends of the network.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Once again, guys, I appreciate the clarification on that. Let's get to some news here. The MLB trade deadline is just a few hours away, and one of the big ones, sources told ESPN's Jeff Passan on Tuesday that the Cleveland Indians have traded right-hander Trevor Bauer to the Cincinnati Reds, and will get outfielders Yasiel Puig and Framil Reyes as part of the three-team deal that includes the San Diego Padres. As part of the trade, the Indians will also receive left-hander Logan Allen and minor league infielder Victor Nova from the Padres and minor league pitcher Scott Moss from the Reds. Cincinnati outfield prospect Taylor Trammell, ranked number 14 on Keith Law's top midseason prospect list, will head to San Diego. Cleveland is three games behind the Minnesota Twins in the American League Central and has a 2.5 game cushion atop the wild card standings. Following the Indians' 2-0 home loss to the Astros on Tuesday night, Bauer talked and exchanged hugs with several teammates in the clubhouse before departing around 10:45 p.m. Eastern time. He declined to speak with reporters. Puig, who joined the Reds in December trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers, was still in Tuesday night's game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, as reports of the three-team trade.
Sure was.
He ended his short stint in Cincinnati with a big bang, and he was involved in a benches-clearing brawl in the ninth inning and was among seven ejected as a result. The Reds did not confirm Tuesday's trade, but Puig said after the Tuesday's game that he is bound for Cleveland. And finally, quickly, guys, I'm actually scrolling right through here. We actually have some NFL news. Big problems in Big D here. A lawsuit alleges the Dallas Cowboys interfered with a police investigation into a 2017 traffic accident that involved running back Ezekiel Elliott. Ronnie Bernard Hill of Frisco, Texas, filed suit last year seeking $1 million from Elliott. According to documents filed Tuesday, Hill has added the Cowboys as his amended suit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's now seeking at least $20 million, adding the Dallas Cowboys to this lawsuit now.
That's interesting. I mean,
Cowboys and Zeke. No wonder why.
Listen, you know, we talk about if running backs are worth the money, and, you know, the greatest ability is availability. Herman Edwards says it, and sometimes that's injuries, but sometimes it's off-the-field concerns, too.
Remember I was asking you about a Zeke handcuff?
Yeah. I still don't think it, but we'll see.
Make it rain coming back now.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour, make it rain on this final day of July 2019. Hard to believe. Tomorrow is August. Also tomorrow, our very first NFL preseason game as the Broncos and Falcons get ready to do battle, and we are off and running in the NFL season. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Thank you guys very much for stopping by and hanging out with us as we take a look at the games from last night, Major League Baseball, and what is on tap today. As the Yankees continue to deal with injuries now, looks like Luke Voit is going down.
Yeah.
Already LeMahieu's out. You've got issues with Gardner not being available. So, once again, the Yankees are dealing with injuries. And only this time seems to be affecting their run production as they ended up getting beat as a minus 225 favorite last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who threw Taylor Clark, their rookie, on the mound. Who's, I don't know, got a 6.5 ERA, didn't really make a damn bit of difference. The Yanks just could not get it done. 4-2 was the final big underdog card last night in Major League Baseball. If you were on the Diamondbacks, it was a good night for you. And you had Bavona talking also about this Zeke Elliott story and the Cowboys and this lawsuit. And it's so interesting what the guy is accusing Ezekiel, not only Ezekiel Elliott, but the Dallas Cowboys. He's in essence saying that, guys, the Cowboys backed Zeke up. The Cowboys security team basically covered Zeke's ass. And he's saying that, yeah, I don't think so. And the reason that this attorney is going after the Cowboys is that he said that I want the world to see exactly what kind of person Zeke Elliott is and what this organization is all about. So there is a lot of finger pointing going just at the worst time of everything, too,
Eagles
which
fan?
I think Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the whole thing here, but, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, Dane. I don't know how many times do we have to see that, right?
So, you know what I'm saying? So is he a good long-term investment?
Nope. No. Absolutely not.
Hey, Joe, on the other side of the break, I got an I told you so also to the world.
It's Zeke Elliott not being worth it. I'm with you. Absolutely. Cowboys are going to be a mess, guys.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dada.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, just always one situation, one headline away from just self-imploding, it seems, especially... even the guys they have under contract, whether it's guys getting busted for weed, guys wanting a new deal, it's just, it's always something with the Dallas Cowboys. All that talent and mired in mediocrity for all these years is mind-blowing to me. But they are worth $5 billion, and they are the most valuable franchise, according to Forbes, in the world of sports, and that includes crazy-ass soccer teams over in Europe. So welcome in here, as they have no problem making it rain in Dallas, just not for Ezekiel Elliott. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, and we've got some football on our mind. I can't wait for... I just can't wait to watch. Speaking of hot messes, I cannot wait to see Gruden mic'd up in this... in this HBO Hard Knocks.
Next Tuesday.
Everything about it is going to be just so much fun. Anytime Gruden goes in a microphone and tells me how he's still enamored with Nathan Peterman, and You know we are going to get nothing but great drops, like drop after drop with Gruden. I know a lot of his, when he was with the Eagles, when he was coming up through the coaching ranks, a lot of those clips are starting to surface now on social media. And Gruden's been as intense and as much a lunatic 25 years ago as he is today. But he did come out and tell us that he really does like, you know, this whole Nathan Peterman guy is really starting to grow on me here. And he was the guy, don't forget, out of college that said that Nathan Peterman was probably the most pro-ready quarterback he had seen.
Right. And like
he even said that, I know he's had some horror show games, he said, in the NFL. He said, but when you watch the tape, it's not all his fault. So he's going to bat for this guy. I don't know why. And that's why I think this is one of the interesting parts of watching this show. I don't know what it is about Nathan Peterman. He went out of his way to bring him in here to the camp. Like, he went out of his way right to make sure Nathan Peterman was a Raider. So
one of his guys.
could Nathan Peterman, I don't know. Could he be a serviceable backup? I don't know. But Gruden is going out of his way to let us know he thinks he's going to be a quality NFL backup quarterback here. I don't know if it's just an ego thing, but man, oh man, it's going to be fun to watch how this thing unfolds on Hard Knocks, because Gruden is, he's a breath of fresh air, I think. And so many buttoned up NFL coaches these days don't say anything a la Bill Belichick. I think we're going to get a whole lot more. The dude's got $100 million, Dane. Does he really care what comes out of his mouth? Let's be honest.
No, and he's got a 10-year contract. That's like he's got more stability than almost literally almost any player or anybody in the NFL that's not like an owner. You know what I mean? So
I agree.
He can say whatever he wants. And that's why, to be quite honest, he's been operating as such. He doesn't care about Oakland. He doesn't care about the next year or two. This is all steered for them to be a contender on the rise when they move into Las Vegas. Okay. Yes. And I think, and to be quite honest, I don't think that's a bad strategy. But here's the one thing I want to say about Hard Knocks, Joe. You think Gruden is the main event, and I agree. But people, I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to, Joe. In practice, there's going to be a time when these two names are going like this, Joe. Do you know which two I'm going to say that are Raiders that are not going to be? It's perfect. Think about the defensive versus offensive line drills and stuff when we have Richie Incognito and Vontaze Burfict, Joe, literally in drills against each other. Are you kidding me? Like, to me, that's worth the price of admission by itself. Vontaze Burfict and Richie Incognito, like Oklahoma drills. Let's go, you know? Joe, you're really getting the football bug. One thing I did want to mention, you talk about Hard Knocks, and I love the production, NFL films, all that stuff. I don't know if you know. Do you know about All or Nothing on Amazon Prime, on Amazon TV?
Yeah, I've actually caught a couple. Really good, man. Well done,
the
way.
And I just want to let people know, okay, it's like Hard Knocks, okay, but they follow a team for the entire season. And they do it. They just released it from last season, okay? And it's the Carolina Panthers, Joe. And I just finished watching it, about 8 episodes, and it was amazing. I knew, because you know what happens, right? But it's still amazing. And it was, I tell you, it's worth the watch, Joe, if for nothing else, to see how the organization understands and treats and talks about the Cam Newton shoulder injury. It's really interesting to see behind the scenes, kind of how that deteriorated throughout the whole year and how Cam was trying to fight it, how the team was trying to, you know, understand it. It's worth the watch if you have Amazon Prime to see the entire schedule, the entire season with the Carolina Panthers. Greg Olsen's injury is also very intriguing storyline.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, too, as you watch that about that team, there are an awful lot of there are an awful lot of smoke here saying that this could be Ron Rivera's last year. Did you watch that and get the impression that Rivera might be on the hot seat this year?
So listen, I mean, he did fire 2 defensive coaches last year, and there's cameras in the meeting room the day after, you know, when he's doing it. So it's very interesting from that side. You see Taylor Heineke's reaction when he realizes he's starting week 16, you know, that sort of stuff, you know, the retiring Matt Khalil and Julius Peppers when they realize they're knocked out of the playoffs. If you want to see a grown offensive lineman cry, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, my thing on Ron Rivera, Joe, is you talk about Tomlin and Peyton and Belichick as long tenured coach. You don't have to go far until you hit Ron Rivera as one of the longest tenured coaches in the NFL. And so there's, I believe that after a while, the message gets stale, regardless of it, you know, and I think that could be there. And he did fire two defensive coaches, right? So at some point, the gun has to point at you, you know, and there's a new owner there who's putting money into the franchise, you know, with the practice bubble and all sorts of stuff. They have the most important piece, a quarterback that people think can lead you to a Super Bowl. I mean, he's been an NFL MVP, for God's sakes, okay? Love him or hate him, he is a quarterback that can take you to the promised land. So eventually the gun points at you. So yeah, I do think Rivera and the Panthers need to have a bounce back year. And Joe, that NFC South, to me, honestly, top to bottom, could be the toughest division in football. There's three legitimate contenders, Saints, Falcons, and, you know, the Panthers are there, and a lot of people think that Tampa Bay, the arrow's pointing up with Bruce Arians also. Like, that may be the division where the last place team has the best record.
You know, people forget, too, last year, because all they remember is at the end when he missed Cam Newton, his shoulder was just, he missed a couple games.
Amazing.
Guys, they opened up the season 6-2 last year before Newton began to have that shoulder issue. And then they lost 7 out of their last 8 games, which on its own is usually enough for some of these NFL owners to pull the trigger on throwing coaches out and everything else. He has gotten the benefit of the doubt, Ron Rivera. He has produced. The players love him. But listen, Ron Rivera is going to survive based upon Cam Newton's production. I will say this. McCaffrey is going to be a beast this year. We know this.
Sure.
DJ Moore, in case you guys forgot about him, he is a guy that is going to produce big time for them. Yep. Cam Newton has got to complete more of his passes and avoid the whole trying to go for it, trying to gain those extra yards like
Joe,
he is known
for. That's what he was doing last year. That's what he was doing last year before, like, the shoulder went awry.
Yes,
Joe,
exactly.
North Turner and his system had Cam Newton completing, like, 65% of his passes. This is a guy who's usually around 52, 53%. It was working, Joe.
Yep. Yeah, he is going to be, and I know he's going to be cognizant of it this year. They are going to be extremely careful, which means they're going to be a lot more. There are going to be other options available to him than the Cam Newton sweep right, Cam Newton sweep left. But ultimately, it's going to come down to defense for Carolina, like it's going to. I think they're dangerous enough offensively with McCaffrey and Moore, but they're still, I think, middle of the road. And yes, they got Luke Kuechly, but what is that defense going to be in that division of all divisions? How are they going to be able to keep defensively? Do they make the playoffs this year, Carolina?
I don't think so. I think they're an 8-8 team, just shy, fringe contender. Personally, in my prediction.
Man, he's got to stay healthy, man. If he stays healthy, anything is possible.
I'll tell you
what. Division,
I don't like the way the refs referee can either, though.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Good point.
Like,
can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course.
What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is to take a shot by opening a sport wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
I don't understand Seattle. I like Tyler Lockett, but he's not anywhere near an NFL wide receiver one. I just don't understand why aren't you building around Russell Wilson so you're a superstar. I don't get it.
They haven't upgraded the O-line in 2-3 years.
The amazing thing to me is they were 18th in total offense last year. They were 32nd in pass attempts, and they ended up 6th in offensive touchdowns with 50. You just can't write that stuff. You can't make it up.
Watch live weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, guys, season-long fantasy drafts are in full swing, and Roto Experts has got you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package that comes with the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. You got Davis Matic, you got the Roto Experts. They'll be providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Do yourself a favor, save 10% right now, rotowatch.com. Promo code is FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY for the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And talking a little Carolina Panther football here. Just before the break, Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, thank you guys for making us a part of your morning. And, you know, looking at their schedule and look at the unknowns for Carolina, I do think there's a couple of things we know about this team. I do think they're going to win. They finished 7-9 last year. They were tied for second in the NFC South, right? This is going to be a killer division because everybody really got is. Better. But including, I think, the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton, a healthy Cam Newton makes this such a wild card team with the weapons that he has around him. Of course, Christian McCaffrey, he's going to have 1,000. He could very well be what, 1,000-yard receiver, 1,000-yard rusher. I mean, he's that talented. DJ Moore, they got some weapons.
Balls last year.
Yeah. They also brought in Chris Hogan in free agency. Don't forget about that. They signed Eric Reed to help that secondary. They added Matt Paradis, Bruce Irving also. So the defense.
They
got
drafted
better.
The kid Burns, the pass rusher out of Florida State.
Yep. They
you
have
know, you
Will
put him
Greer
with the pass rusher
also
you just
that
mentioned.
They got. Yeah, they got Will That's Greer impressive. Out of West Virginia. But again, if Cam Newton's shoulder is
Cam
not.
Insurance, right.
You got to have some sort of future going on there. So I do think Carolina, who's done a great job, by the way, of alternating years. When they have a losing year, the following year they have a good year. Then they have a losing year, then they've got a good year. So 7-9 was the record last year. They open up against the Rams in week one. They've got Tampa
home,
Bay. It's home. Yeah. Tampa is
That's
at
a long
home, too,
for the Rams.
Game number two. Game three is when they start hitting the road, Arizona and Texas. But they got the Rams, like you said, traveling across the country. this is all about the health of Cam.
And week two is the Thursday night football game, Joe. It's home for Thursday night football. So, like, I know everyone loves the Rams. I'm fading the Rams this year, Joe. I'll tell you right now, looking at the schedule, I think the Panthers start 2-0. I think they win at home against the Rams with Todd Gurley still being arthritic in week one. You know, they go to London, though, Joe, week six. That's an interesting one.
Well, they're going to start, you know, because they're going to beat Arizona in week three.
At Arizona, yep.
Yeah, I got no problem
get off on the good foot.
Yeah,
I think they
Texas
get off on
is
the
probably
foot.
Going to be a loss with J.J. Watt and everyone being loaded on that defense again.
At Houston,
Jacksonville is week five. That's going to be at home, Jacksonville there. They can win it, but I think that Jacksonville defense is going to be stifling for those
4-1. Then they go to London for Tampa.
Right.
What do you got? WL, let's play the game.
Well, the problem is they play Tampa week two, then they come back and play them in week six. So they'll have already seen them in that game, in that second game in London. So if I've got to, if I've got to pick between Ron Rivera and Bruce Arians, I will say by week six, Bruce Arians probably loses week two, comes back and avenges and splits with him in week six.
So you got him. We both got him 4-2 going into the bye then, I think, right?
3-3 I have him. I got him at 3-3.
Seven, 4-2, you have him 3-3. All right. They come back after the bye at San Francisco. At San Francisco.
Yes. I think they win that game. I think they have no problem beating
them. All right. We both have them at 4-3. Home for Tennessee. I have that as a win.
I got that as a win as well. Yep.
All right. We both have 5-3. At Green Bay, that's a loss for me.
I'm going to say they win that. I think Matt LaFleur, I'm not sold on Green Bay and this whole new system. I think things can go hard left there real quick with Aaron Rodgers and that that ego in that building. I'm not sold on Green Bay. I would have them winning that game, but, you know, I see where you're going with this. Right.
Let's play it out. In week 10 is Atlanta, their first of two meetings against Atlanta. I'm going to say the home team wins in that in the two games against Atlanta. So I'll give them the home win against the Falcons in week 11. What do you got? Agree? All right. Then the next week they go to the
Atlanta.
Dome.
Absolutely. Splitting Atlanta.
And then the next week they go to the Dome at New Orleans. That's an L to me.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
Cool. So after 11 and 10 games, I think we both have them at 6-4, I believe. The week 13, home for Washington. I think that's a win.
That's a win. Yes.
7-4. Okay. Week 14 at Atlanta. We both said that'll be a loss. So 7-5. Right. Week 15, home for Seattle. Now that's a west to east for Seattle. Yep. You know, I'm going to give them a win there at home.
Me too. That's absolutely.
Right. Yep. So where are we at? Are we at 8-5, something like that? All right, let's see.
Eight and six.
All right, week 16 at Indianapolis. That's a bad one for me. So that's 8-7 for me.
And then
New Orleans. But at home, and a lot of people think New Orleans may be in a spot to rest starters and stuff like that. I'll give them a win.
That's my point, So I think they're a 9-win team. Yeah, I got them
Win. And then, Joe, I go on over to the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay.
And the Carolina Panthers season win total, Joe, is 7.5.
Yeah, I think all of this, though, have we seen what that shoulder looks like? They're saying all the right things for Cam Newton. But I do think a healthy Cam Newton means this team is very undervalued from a Vegas perspective, because even 8-8 or 9-7, you're still going to get more. There's more than 7 wins, I think, for this team on this schedule with a healthy Cam Newton.
Unless Cam gets hurt.
Yes, and then it's, you know, but at that particular
point, and I don't trust it. Right.
Right. But I do like what they did in the I like the draft picks. I like that they listen. Rivera's a defensive minded guy. So we've seen Ron Rivera, what he's been able to do on the defensive side of the ball. He's got some guys that can do it. He's added guys. I mean, you know, Brian Burns over there, Eric Reed, the veteran in the Bruce Irving. They're going to go in with Luke Kuechly in the middle. I like the defense. I like what they did. And I do think Paredes, they brought in, they drafted the kid Greg Little out of Ole Miss. They are going to protect Cam, and I do think DJ Moore breakout year. I think that kid is going to be that's pretty good. Now I don't know what they have in the
Curtis Samuel
end.
Too.
Yeah, what
hearing
are they
buzz
got in the
out of Curtis Samuel sound good? And then you know if Greg Olsen has a foot in one piece,
Exactly correct. I'm with you. I like the value there at seven. What'd you say? 7.5 They got him at FanDuel.
It's juice. Wow. They're begging you to take the under though, Joe. It's about to move up. So if you like it, take it now because it is 7.5 But the over, Joe, is -160
Is it really? Yeah. So they all right. Jeez, so they
this
know
is gonna be in a week and a half. Okay. This is going to be 8 pretty soon.
All right, so now go to New Orleans then. Look at what you've got for New Orleans here.
I got the division.
Go ahead.
New Orleans, 10.5 Atlanta, 8.5 Carolina, 7.5 Tampa, 6.5 Okay, and I do think, Joe, this is the division where the lowest win total is the highest, okay? You got Tampa at 6.5 No other division, you know, has, like, their lowest total that high. If that makes sense. So that to me means kind of most competitive division in all of football. I'm going to check the other divisions. I don't think there's any division where there's not at least one team like below six. You know what I mean? So I'm big on the Falcons. I've told you that already. They're my off the radar. So I'm taking that Falcons over for sure.
Well, we know the Saints. You said what? 10? 10 or they're 10.5 Okay. So they open up what? At home against Houston.
Stay night. Sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, that's a tough play. Yeah, well, they open up with it's they are home at Houston, which is going to be a win because you can't beat them at.
At the Rams.
They go to the Rams. Yeah, that's interesting. That could you imagine what that's going to be? With the throw one flag, refs. I dare you to throw one flag in that game. I dare you to. But all right, let's say the Rams resemble the Rams. So let's say they're 1-1 they go to Seattle. So that's two games back to back on the West Coast, by the way, right?
It's tough, Joe.
So yeah, and then they come home for Dallas, Tampa, and then go to Jacksonville.
They win that one. I think they beat Tampa week 5 at Jacksonville. I think they win. So I think they get back up on the good foot. I think they're 4-2 after 6
At the Bears.
I'm fading the Bears this year, though. I can understand others saying the Bears. I'll give them a win, though. Big win for me. 5-2
Well, that's two top-end defenses back-to-back, week 6 and 7 there, going to Jackson on the road, too.
Yeah,
that's a big
tough
stretch to me. That's a big, big stretch to me, those two, that right there, because you've got divisional against Tampa at home. You know, listen, they're going to beat the Cowboys at home. They're going to beat the Tampa Bay Bucks at home. They're going to win most of these home games. I don't see, you know, then you got to look at, you've got to get a couple of road wins. Do you get them at, do you get one at Jacksonville or Chicago?
Tough, right? Because it's at Rams, at Seattle, back-to-back.
Right.
At Jacksonville, at Bears, back-to-back. Yeah. They're at Atlanta game, Joe. That is Thanksgiving night on the road.
That's night. Yeah, on the road.
That's Thanksgiving primetime national game. That's tough, Joe.
Yep.
That is tough. And then they finish week 16 and 17 back-to-back on the road when they're in a playoff chase. In my opinion, they're going to be fighting for seeding and stuff like that, right, Joe? I think, listen, the Saints, I like the Saints. I think they're on paper a very good team, okay? I expect, though, listen, Joe, they had heartbreaking exits the last 2 years in a row.
Yep.
They got lucky a couple of times last year. I'm not saying I have Atlanta winning this division, though.
Mm.
I think the Saints can finish 10-6 which would still be the under, would still get them into the
playoffs. I still like the under, yeah, because I'm looking here. That's a tough stretch. I like the bye in week 9 but leading into that bye, that's a tough stretch of games right there, man. So I don't see 11 wins in this team this year, not in this division. But we'll take a look at Tampa Bay. We'll do that coming up next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is at Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, we'll take a look at tonight's MLB schedule coming up, give you a couple of our Make It Rain plays of the day as we wrap up the NFC South here. Taking a look at these teams, gave you the Panthers, who we think is a pretty solid over bet for wins. We see the Panthers winning 8-9 games at least, sitting at 7-7.5 in the books. We definitely think a healthy Cam Newton with the additions and the draft picks. We like Carolina here to overachieve what the current expectations are. As far as the Saints go, listen, they've been one of the best regular season teams of them all. We know this, only one playoff win since 2016. This is, they tend to run out of gas a little bit. You got a 40-year-old Drew Brees. And the problem is this division is one of the deepest when it comes to off, because here's the deal. You're going to have four teams in this division. Every one of them is probably going to be top 10 offensively in the NFL. You're going to have the ability to put up points left and right, given the weapons they have in the quarterbacks. Now, Tampa is the most intriguing to me because expectations are low. What are they, six and a half, somewhere around there, I think.
Yeah, 6.5, I believe.
6.5. So here's what you got with Tampa, right? You've got Bruce Arians.
Let's play the game.
You got Bruce Arians comes in, right? You've got more weapons that have been underutilized there between Godwin, Mike Evans, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard.
Yep.
Jameis Winston is the wild card, but that's what you brought Bruce Arians in for, right? We saw what he did to Carson Palmer. So you've got to think the arrow is pointing up. Now, they did get rid of Gerald McCoy, but they brought in Adamican Sue. Enter in Todd Bowles, now the defensive coordinator. They are going to be tougher than what they were. I can promise you that defensively and
Devin
offensively.
Bush also, who they expect to be able to run line, or not even him, the other great linebacker. There were two Devins, right? Devin White, Devin Bush. Didn't they like the sideline to sideline linebacker
who's going to
change the culture and stuff and raise all boats?
Yeah, Todd Bowles is going to have a field day. Yeah, he's going to have a field day there. But again, the NFC South is where all the offense is at. You are going to have these teams finish in the top half of offense in the National Football League. So then it comes down to defense. Will they be able to defensively be able to hold their own? I happen to think they're going to hold their own. I think Bruce Arians works his magic. Too many weapons there not to be able to score points. If you've got the belief in Todd Bowles that he can do what he did, making Arizona, don't forget, one of the top five defensive teams under Bruce Arians when he was there. He's got some pieces here, too. So, you know, 6.5 seems a little low to me, Dane. I got to believe, looking at this schedule, they got a better shot at winning 7 games here, I think, than a lot of other teams that are listed at the same price.
Yeah, for me, they're a pass. Because I could see them going 6-10 or 7-9. Yeah. You know, I agree that the arrow is pointing up on Tampa Bay. I have faith in Bruce Arians. I do think he can, quote unquote, fix Jameis Winston and prevent him from being a bust. I like what they're doing. I just think this is the best top to bottom division in football. I was wrong before. In the AFC South, the lowest win total is 7.5. So technically, that's better, right? But I think the division is better top to bottom. I think these guys will beat each other up. One last thing. I know we're going to move on to plays of the day and stuff. Talking about the schedule, you know, another thing that's tough for New Orleans, Joe, their last two games are at Tennessee, at Carolina. Both of those are outside in December. That's the dome team going outside in week 16 and 17 when they're, you know, maybe in the race for a division, a bye, seeding, whatever. By contrast, I believe the most important schedule nugget in the entire NFL, Joe, helps me with my idea of the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons play 13 games indoors this year, Joe. We talk Big about time. Those dome teams because of the scheduling quirk. Their road games are places like Indianapolis, Minnesota, retractable roofs like Houston and Arizona, obviously New Orleans. You know, so I think Matt Ryan and that system, we just talked about having faith in Cutter as a coordinator yesterday, right? I think the schedule and being indoors for Matty Ice, I think that helps Atlanta, whereas New Orleans will be outdoors on the grass for their last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's being indoors is going to be a big favor for Atlanta.
These dome teams.
It's going to be hard in that division because what James is doing is we get the, like, even if Bruce hands would have, it's going to be interesting. Schedule not either. With San Francisco home, and then they're on game early on, Dane.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you that well, Joe. You're getting a little choppy. But as we look in the NFC South, right, I do think Tampa, the arrow is pointing up on them. They have that London game with Carolina week 6 and then the bye right after that. And then, you know, I think, for example, Joe, we talk about early in the season down in Florida, right? Week 1, they host the San Francisco 49ers. I think that's a very interesting game. As I look to week 1 and I look at kind of like the odds on week 1, that San Francisco-Tampa game is going to be pretty interesting to me. It's almost a pick 'em. Tampa's a 1-point favorite. I think I like Tampa in that situation. San Francisco traveling west to east. A lot of questions on their team as well as they come together with a new conglomerate of players and Jimmy G finally healthy. I think Tampa is an interesting play in week 1, but I'm telling you, Joe, I like the Falcons to win this division. We'll probably shine a spotlight on another division, you know, tomorrow. Maybe what we do is look at the AFC West where the Denver Broncos are, because it will be the Denver Broncos and the Atlanta Falcons tomorrow, Joe, in the Hall of Fame game. The Broncos are 3-point favorites, 34 is the total. I think we're both on the under in that one. Joe, I want to transition to Major League Baseball. Do we have Joe back? I think we might. And I want to transition to Major League Baseball. Awesome. Before we look at our plays, Joe, I did want to say two things, or one thing. Remember in fantasy when I was telling everybody, I don't know, Joe, about 3 weeks ago when I said if you were in an AL or NL only league, Joe, that it might be time with some of these pitchers in the trade deadline to sell now? Before they vanish, to sell now, right? So if you were in an AL-only league, right, and you had the asset of Marcus Stroman, guess what? Poof, he's gone. If you had Trevor Bauer, right, as of yesterday when he got traded, poof, he's gone. Okay, so all those people who laughed at me when I said sell Trevor Bauer or Stroman for like 70 cents of the on the dollar, how you like me now, guys? Okay, so remember, when I tell you these things, I'm trying to be anticipatory to help you win your leagues and win that cash. But those two guys, Joe, they are now gone from the player universe. And I told you, if you were in other leagues also, maintain some of your fab budget, because now all of a sudden, hey, you got Trevor Bauer as a free agent available in your NL only league. So I told you guys about that, and it's coming to fruition for a lot of players now, Joe. What you like in Major League Baseball tonight? I got one play. What do you got, Joe?
Well, I got a whole lot of cap space just went out the window for the New Orleans Saints as Michael Thomas signs for $100 million extension, which includes $61 million in guaranteed. It now makes him the highest NFL-paid wide receiver in league history. Michael Thomas, $100 million, gets his $61 million guaranteed. You know Julio Jones is going, oh, really? Okay, Michael Thomas, I see you, man. And by the way, Thomas was set to make $1.1 million this year. As he went into the final year of his rookie contract. So what does that do for the rest of the league? It's going to be interesting now, these wide receivers moving forward. And what kind of receiver is Thomas going to be when Drew Brees retires? Don't forget, though, the Saints went out purposely and got themselves a backup quarterback that they think is can absolutely take them into the future.
Right.
They've done some good things, and locking up a guy like Michael Thomas, $100 million, $61 million guaranteed. What is the kid, 24 years old? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got one of the best wide receivers, if not the best wide receiver in the game. You've got him locked up now. Good for you to the Saints. Good for Michael Thomas.
We see Gordon. What is it going to be when in a year or two, Alvin Kamara was a third round pick? You don't think he's outperforming his rookie deal?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like
he's
a wide out slice, too. He's the guy that you may want to pay. So it's
but you're
going
to say $30 million, too, because you're not going to have to pay Drew Brees. So you've kind of, you know, it's going to open up. There's going to be some money freed up. I like the way they're prepping for the future. And there's no way you let Michael Thomas go. There's just no way.
No,
you.
They need, and also,
no
Joe, the wide receiver career is longer than the running back career.
Yeah,
it's just a more stable investment, you know, than the running back position.
I know Julio Jones is looking at that number, going, "Thank you very much."
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, Joe, on this note, did you see that OJ tweeted again? He tweeted his thoughts on Ezekiel Elliott and Melvin Gordon. Go check it out.
I'm sure it. I'm sure it was riveting that what OJ's got the finger on the pulse of what's happening in the NFL. That is
he wants the running backs to get paid. I'll give you the headline. He
what
wants
a
the running
shock!
Back to get
paid. Yeah, what a shock! All right, 12 o'clock baseball here today. Braves, Washington finishing up their series. 12:30, Pirates and the Reds. If they don't kill each other. And then Yankees, Diamondbacks, Jays, and the Royals in the 1 o'clock hour. So a lot of afternoon baseball here. And DeGrom Giolito is the one that I'm looking forward to here tonight, just from not even from a betting perspective, but from a just from a fan perspective. Watching these two guys toe the rubber tonight is going to be a lot of fun. I'm not sure a whole lot of runs are going to be scored. I think the over-under is about 8. I think Giolito is at home, and DeGrom, I wouldn't expect an awful lot of runs to cross home plate here tonight in that game.
Yeah, the total is 8, and I like what you're doing there, Joe. I'm taking another, and you know how much I hate doing this. I'm taking an under also. I see another matchup of two pitchers that I think are decent. I'm going to your neck of the woods, Joe. I got Berrios facing your Marlins. I think Berrios shuts down the Marlins, and I think the Twins only score 4 or 5 off Alcantara. I think they're solo home runs, to be quite honest. I think Alcantara's been decent. I think Berrios can completely shut down the Marlins lineup right now. I see that at 8, 8.5. I'm going to toy with that under as well. Giolito got bombed his last start, I think, by Minnesota.
He had one bad – yeah, he gave up – no, actually, one guy bought. Nelson Cruz hit three home runs off him. That was it. He smoked everybody else. He lost to Nelson Cruz that night. So, yeah, I think he'll be just fine against that Mets lineup. I would also early game look at the under Soroka going up against Sanchez in that Braves-Nationals game. The total is 10. And yeah, I think they scored all their runs last night, 11-8. I do think this is going to be a bit more of a pitcher's battle at a 12 o'clock afternoon game. And Greinke Tanaka tonight. Score. Yeah. What are you going to do, Greinke and Tanaka? I don't know what to do with you. The Yankees can't score runs now. They got nobody left to hit.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to see, you know, this idea of like, the team's getting inspired when the front office goes out and makes a move. You know, right. I'd be interested to see what the Diamonds are like if they trade away Robbie Ray and what the Yankees are like if they trade for someone. You know what I mean? Similarly, I might ride with Luis Castillo and the Reds today. They're all hyped up. They fought. They acquired a new arm, and they got their ace on the mound against the guy, Argrazil, who I, you know, pitched decently, but I don't really know him that well. I may take the Reds on the run line to take it down from minus 210 down to minus, like, 125.
Well, I'd be careful throwing punches with the Reds. You're not nearly as tough today as you were last night with Yasiel Puig on the field running around throwing haymakers. So I'd temper it there a little bit. Not going to be nearly as rough and tough without Puig in the lineup there. So chill. All right, money morning after on the way, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to make it rain all over again. Good luck today, guys.
I'm doing good.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss a thing.
You've mentioned how a lot of the names are now off the market. Reports of Maddie Boyd probably staying, Mad Bum probably staying as the Giants, you know, continue to be like one game above 500. But there are still others. I draw your attention to two. One is, listen, Joe, the Yankees are playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. There's a pitcher in that locker room that can just walk over, and his name is Robbie Ray. That would be an interesting name. And the other one, yeah, you know, Syndergaard got a vote of confidence from the Mets, but what about Zach Wheeler? You know, that's another name. And remember, I fully believe that the Mets could be happy going to war with DeGrom, Stroman, and Syndergaard moving forward and see what they could flip for a guy like Wheeler. They already flipped Jason Vargas. And don't forget, you have Steven Matz there as well. So I still think that the Yankees know they need it. But here's the problem. The rest of Major League Baseball knows they need it. So they're going to keep up bringing names up like Gleyber Torres and others, where the Yankees still want to play in the Clint Frazier pond. So we'll see. We got about what, Joe? You know, 12 hours and we will know. But it is weird that, you know, the Reds and the Mets have acquired these names that we thought would be, you know, Houston, the Yankees, the, you know, the Phillies, the Twins, other contending level teams. And instead it's Cincinnati and the Mets who have gone and acquired the two big names so far in terms of front end starting pitching.
Now, we are talking about the Yankees and Cashman, and you never say never, and until it gets to 4 o'clock Eastern time, anything is still on the table, including Madison Bumgarner. Everything is relative to cost. What are the Yankees willing to pay in order to get it? And everything is for sale. So every player is for sale. So the idea that Bumgarner wouldn't be, the cost went up, obviously, than what it would have been if they were 10 games below 500. But you've got to figure out what you're willing to pay. And to this point, Cashman and the Yankees have not been willing to, part with guys like Gleyber and some of these young guns and the things. So if that's the case, then you've got to think come 4 o'clock, I don't know that the asking price for a, you know, a Robbie Ray or some of these other middle of the road guys, why would they come down in their ass? The Yankees are going to have to decide if they want to come up. And really, outside of just a couple of those, any relievers you bring in at this point, nobody's going to put Gleyber Torres on the table. That's like not even close. No. So it's like either pitch better.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.